I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. You've likely heard about your carbon footprint. It measures the amount of carbon dioxide and other climate-warming gases that you generate through your activities and purchases. Now consider your nitrogen footprint as well. Nitrogen is another element that's abundant on Earth and necessary for life, but humans have been throwing the natural nitrogen cycle out of whack. And as the world's Laura Lynch reports, scientists say the costs are beginning to build up.
Robert Law is taking me out for a tour of his farm. It's a big operation, set on nearly 4,000 acres of rolling hills near the town of Royston, about an hour north of London.
That is sugar beet growing here, and we'll probably start harvesting that particular crop probably a month, 6 weeks' time.
Law also grows wheat, barley, oats, and rye, and raises sheep. And there's one key ingredient to make it all flourish.
We are using nitrogen fertilizers for almost all our crops. This land is inherently very low in available nitrogen.
Law is hardly alone in using nitrogen-based fertilizer to boost his farm's productivity. Its invention in 1909 helped lead to a global agricultural boom in the 20th century, and it's been crucial in feeding a growing population ever since. But a growing number of scientists say that boon to our food supply has come at a big cost.
We've known for many years that using nitrogen as fertilizer is a great thing for farming to increase productivity, but there's a whole range of threats resulting from this nitrogen leaking into the environment.
That's Mark Sutton of the Centre for Ecology and Hydrology in the United Kingdom. Nitrogen itself is an inert gas and it's necessary for life. But Sutton says we're changing it into forms that are harmful and overloading the environment with it. Nitrogen compounds running off farmland have led to massive water pollution problems. And nitrogen emissions from industry, agriculture, and vehicles make a big contribution to air pollution. Sutton says the cost of all of these impacts is immense. Last year, he was part of a team of 200 scientists from 21 countries who studied the cost of nitrogen pollution in the European Union alone.
We estimated that at 70 billion to 320 billion euro per year for the EU, which is a massive number.
That's between 90 and 400 billion dollars a year. The cost comes to the environment and human health.
The particulate matter to which nitrogen is contributing is leading in many parts of Europe to more than a year's worth of life shortening. So these are significant issues.
So significant that the European report estimates the cost of nitrogen pollution is more than double the value that nitrogen fertilizers add to European farm income. Sutton's study is the first to calculate these costs on this side of the Atlantic, but European scientists are hardly alone in calling attention to them.
This is unquestionably a global problem.
Alan Townsend is an ecologist at the University of Colorado. He says the U.S. is also a major hotspot for nitrogen pollution and that big problems are emerging in China, Southeast Asia, and Latin America. Townsend says the impacts can be hard to recognize. Big environmental disasters like oil spills tend to grab all the attention, he says, but
there is essentially a nitrogen spill every day.
The irony is that in the right places and chemical forms, nitrogen is valuable stuff. For instance, every ounce of fertilizer that runs off a field into a river is a waste of resources and money. But Townsend says it's a problem that shouldn't be that hard to solve.
This is not one of these problems where we sit around and scratch our heads and go, man, this is just going to be a disaster. How do we deal with it? There's nothing that we can do. A lot of the solutions are right in front of us. It's just about moving down that path.
Technology to cut nitrogen pollution from power plants and vehicles is already widely used in the U.S. and Europe. Cutting nitrogen pollution from food production is a more complicated challenge. But Townsend says on the farm field itself, it comes down to a simple principle.
What we have to do is approach it as an efficiency problem. How do we maximize the benefits that we've got to get from this stuff and minimize the unwanted consequences?
Royston farmer Robert Law is trying to rise to that challenge. He prides himself on running a farm that's not only productive but environmentally sensitive. Take this tractor, for example. Law's farm worker, Mark Moule, is well practiced at running it up and down the fields. Now, he's practicing a new skill.
I'm still learning. But it's got everything in there. You've got
inside the cab, Moule punches the buttons on a small computer console.
You can press your spool valves to turn the plow over.
It's high-tech farming, and it's aimed at ensuring each field gets only the exact amount of fertilizer it needs.
So we just program each individual field. 1 minute you'll be putting 50 kilos on a hectare, next minute 150.
That kind of precision may help reduce the amount of nitrogen that runs off Robert Law's fields into nearby streams. It also helps save money on fertilizer. But this kind of technology is expensive, and many smaller farms can't afford it. For his part, Law is willing to look for even more efficient ways to use fertilizer. But he warns that Britain and the rest of the world face a growing challenge when it comes to feeding a growing population.
Area available for farming in this country is getting smaller each year. Roads are being built, towns are being built.
It's a global trend, less farmland and more mouths to feed. And that will only add to the challenge of getting rid of the excess nitrogen we've been putting into the environment. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch, Royston, England.